Well, just 2 days ago, we celebrated Christmas and the birth of Jesus Christ. So after 4 weeks of preparation here at church, and probably many more weeks of preparation at home, we finally and joyfully celebrated the fact that God was born in human flesh and lived among us. And according to today's New Testament readings, both Galatians and the Gospel, the reality of this event of Christ being born in human form means that now we too are able to be called children of God and heirs of God's eternal kingdom. And this is an amazing gift. And the best of all, this is one gift we can count on that will fit perfectly, it will always be available, and it will never wear out. Unfortunately, however, this gift often goes unnoticed, as Christmas Day is just too much about presents and food and visiting, and the days after Christmas are too much about paying bills and doing returns and simply recovering. So what is lost in the hustle and bustle of the season is the reminder of our privileged status as God's children and all the blessings that are inherent in that fact. For with this gift, we can claim Jesus as our brother and find comfort in the membership of all believers in the family of God. The problem is that after the excitement of Christmas Day, we may find it hard to work up some enthusiasm for our place in this family, and we may lose sight of just what a privilege it is to belong to God's family. So instead of being filled with wonder and joy at this divine birth and all its wonderful consequences, we are instead simply relieved that Christmas is finally over and we're now free to sit back, relax, and watch a few football games. Some may even believe that that baby in the manger is old news, because after all, the Christmas decorations are quickly fading, the Christmas carols are off the radio, and the Christmas cards have ceased coming in the mail. But if we allow that mindset to prevail, that the baby in the manger is just finished, we are doing ourselves a great disservice. For in the church, we are only just now actually celebrating Christmas, because we do it over a period of 12 days. From December 25th to January 6th. And that gives us time then to ponder the season's significance and reflect on what it should mean in our lives. For if we do believe that God did become human and dwell among us, then we also should believe that our lives should be different because of it. And how that different plays out is unique to each person. For how we respond to God's presence in our lives varies with our own circumstances and really our own personalities. The key is to remember that God is present and calls us to the reality of Jesus Christ and calls us to be changed by that reality and then witness about it to others. So even though we may think that Christmas is finally over, and that we're finished with the whole thing, we are absolutely wrong. Because in actuality, we are just beginning. We are beginning once again to journey with God in new and unexpected ways. So today reminds us then that we are called to intentionally act as members of a Christian family, and that we need to continually renew our commitment to God and to our brothers and sisters in Christ. So in just a few more days, the new year will begin. And that new year will be full of new opportunities and possibilities, lots of new things. So what will shape our decisions then for the year 2016? What will form and inform our lives? Will it be the spirit of Christmas, the feeling of family that carries us forward? will remember this status as God's beloved children and behave accordingly? And will we respond in tangible ways to this amazing gift of family? For as it's said in the gospel, from Jesus we have all received grace upon grace. And nothing we opened on Christmas morning can compare to that gift of God's grace. Nothing that we received on Christmas Day will ever match the abundance of God's grace and love. And even though it may seem there's nothing we can give in return to God for all this, there really is. Because what we are called to do is to share the fullness of that love and grace with all of God's people. So may this Christmas season, these 12 days of Christmas, bless us and help us to live new and more generous lives, dedicated to living in and sharing the love and grace of God. Amen.